Welcome to my channel. My name is Emmy from Emmy Evolving. If this is your first time joining me, thank you for finding me. If this is not your first time, thank you for coming back. So again, I'm doing that reading for Pisces, Sun, Moon, Rising, and Venus. Also for your cross watchers. Also for those of us who find ourselves on my channel without any Pisces in anything. You're probably an empath. You're probably needing messages from your soul. Okay? So Pisces, the heavy feelings mean something. Lot of heaviness. It's a lot of heaviness right now. And that heaviness needs to be understood. Okay. It just is one of those things that you need to make sure you understand where these things are coming from so that you can better assess how to process if it needs to be processed, if it's yours, you know, and also help you to understand yourself, period. Just understanding you is important. You know that, right? So let me pull three cards. Oopsie. Oh, shoot. Ooh. If I rule the world, feel my sons. Love them, baby. Black diamonds and pearls. If Emmy ruled the world. Really, seriously. What type of changes would you make if you ruled the world? Do you feel like we should have a ruler? You know what I mean? Do you feel like people need to be ruled? I'm just saying. I don't know what I'm saying. Let me just shuffle these cards and and do a reading. Let me not insert myself into anything political today. Let me just not. Okay. You're almost done. Michael goes, you're not just going to pull from the stack? No, I want to see every single card. Mm-hmm. 3, 4, 5. Says, you don't find that cheating? No. How would it be cheating? I'm not removing any cards from the deck, right? All right, here goes. So, first card is the Fool. A lot of stuff going on. The Fool card. Folly, lack of discipline, immaturity, irrationality, frivolity. Delirium, frenzy, enthusiasm, being naive, you know what I mean? Like, have we allowed ourselves to be once again bamboozled? I mean, really, if you're allowing yourself to be bamboozled, are you really being bamboozled? Or are you simply playing along? Because if you're playing along, I mean, wouldn't that mean you are complicit in whatever's going on that is upsetting you, right? If you know what's upsetting you and you're not doing anything to resolve whatever it is, I would say that's complicity. I would say that that's, you know, that's partially your doing. Now, to go with the Fool card, we have card number 25, release a dark wound and let love live. There is a dark wound that exists within each of us. It's not indicative of our state of brokenness or incapability or any of that, really. I think we need to really enter into a place within our journey, within our life, where we understand we are the ones who need to sign off on how we experience things. If we sign off on experiencing a specific event as just the most negative thing ever, then it will be that. That's how you will experience it. This is not about fault. This is not about blame. This is about accountability. Taking accountability for what you agree to experience and the way you choose to perceive it, how that choice, it ends up being the very paint you use to color this artwork that you're creating. And yeah, for some, they take drama as their art form. That's their chosen art form. They like to create all sorts of situations that then will affect everyone else. Okay? I wanted to say something, but I'm not going to. I'm not gonna do it, not gonna do it, not gonna do it, no. Okay, next card, the Chariot. There's a lot of movement, but I mean, is that movement simply jogging in place? Because that, if that's what's going on, I mean, you're moving, but you're not going anywhere. Adversity, ooh. The Chariot card represents adversity. Possibly already overcome. Conflicting influences, vengeance, success, possibly a voyage or journey, escape, rushing to a decision. I think we all need to stop rushing to these decisions that we're making. I think the world at large needs to begin reconsidering what we believe in. We've made it so easy for people who want to control. We've made it so easy for those type of people to actually control us. Have you ever noticed how social media is used for social engineering? What is social engineering? Well, when you engineer the social environment, have you guys ever noticed the way we are told what group to be angry with? Have you noticed that? Have you noticed this, like, it's us versus them? We all one people. We really are. We're all one people. If someone doesn't step up and start speaking up, speaking out, we as a people, not as a nation, not as separate nations, we as a people are about to see what's going to happen. These heavy feelings are collective experience that's about to happen. Collective means it doesn't matter what you believe. It doesn't matter where you're from or how much money you have. We're all about to experience something. And this is a period where we get to choose how we're going to experience that. A shift is taking place. It's taking place. And with that, the heaviness of it. It's almost like we've been working out together for the past 2 years and we finally added more plates onto that bar. We can lift it. You know that, right? We can lift it. Take a break. Take a moment. Reconsider. Reconsider whatever it is you think is going on in the world. Reconsider that. Because I feel like you've been lied to. I feel like we've all been lied to. Repeatedly. So just pause and reconsider. I'm not going to try and convince you of anything. Okay? It's your job to find information, to begin parsing through that information, and then making up your own mind. Now that we have a new thing to fight about, suddenly there's no more disease. All the stores just very quietly, nonchalantly took down all the signs. There was no announcement. Nothing. Just no signs. To me, that tells me they have something new. Something new for us to suffer over, fight over. I'm done. I hope you're done too. When we don't participate, it doesn't work out. When we don't participate in any of the debates, you know, debates are basically adults that are arguing, right? It's the same dang thing. It's the same dang thing. Debates are adults arguing. It's a civilized argument. An argument is an argument is an argument. Let's stop arguing. We know what the problem is. Our participation in the problem. That's the problem. So now we have to finally pick and choose what we're going to participate in. I don't know that it would be appropriate to encourage anything outside of pausing, reconsidering where you stand, why you stand in that way, who convinced you to stand there. Okay? It's time for us to really step into our sovereignty. When you're a sovereign, no one can tell you what to do. And because you're a sovereign, you see everyone else, whether they recognize and step into that sovereignty or not, you see them as a sovereign as well. And what does that mean? You would not let someone tell them what to do either. When we start functioning like modern villages, we'll start to heal our people. When we start speaking up for each other, we'll start to feel supported and unified. Let's be honest here. There's no way a small few could ever control the entire whole if we just would come together, right? There's not even any need for violence. We're going to really be honest. There's no need for violence. None. Our lack of accountability, our lack of action, our lack of sovereign free will is the very thing that causes us to allow for that space to exist where violence is an option. It's an option, and we continuously choose it. Words can be violent. Not just fists, not just elbows and knees, not just mechanical tools. Words, or lack thereof, separation of people. One of the most violent acts is to separate souls from each other. Birth itself, that's the separation of the mother and the child. It's such a violent act. Yet it could also be so beautiful. What we're experiencing is an internal as well as external, a mirroring of some type of energetic social mitosis. It's a polarization and then a pinching off and breaking away. That's part of nature, right? But what if one of those halves has malfunctioning code? What's cancer? A malfunction in the cellular expression of genetics. That's what cancer is. Cancer, at the basic level, it has to do with malfunctioning coding for apoptosis, the natural life cycle of a cell. So fix the code. Fix the code, because that's what we've done, is we've allowed this malignant thing to continue to grow inside ourselves and in societies. And then we wonder, I mean, you can only pretend to not know for so long before it's an issue. Just like with your health. If you pretend that nothing's wrong, knowing there's something wrong, but you don't know what it is, you then create an issue. What could have just been a really quick, hey, take these meds, stop eating that food, like small tweaks to your life. It then becomes this huge deal, very, very huge deal with very, very real, very serious health problems. Now is a time for us to really take things seriously for ourselves, for our environment. What do we want out of this period? I've been asking that question a lot. Have you stopped to think of what you want? If you haven't, you need to start. You need to start pausing throughout your day. Excuse me, just to assess what you want. What do you want today? What do you want long term? What is your actual goal? These are very healthy questions to ask yourself. And if you don't know what you want yet, if you don't know who you are, those are very powerful positions, because now you're in a place of actively creating the path before you. People are taught or made to feel, at the very least, that if you don't know who you are right now, that if you haven't achieved this, this, and this by these specific ages, then you're failing in some way. Really? Really? Failing why? Failing how? I don't believe in failure. I believe in delays. I believe in learning opportunities that show you how to not do something, that there is a more efficient manner in which to do it. I believe in lessons being learned, connections being forged, releasing occurring. I don't believe in failure, though. Failure leaves no room for any type of growth. It's just this lie. It's a lie. It's really a lie. You know, people will try and convince you of certain things. And I mean, does it apply to you? Just because it sounds like it does not mean that it actually does. Case in point, I took my then two-year-old, I think he was two. I took my then two-year-old to the pediatrician because his lymph nodes were swollen. They're like the size of grapes. They're pretty big. And all of his symptoms, as they were presenting, they told me that he has celiac disease. His pediatrician didn't want to hear none of it. She's like, no, he has leukemia. I was like, no, he doesn't. He doesn't. Because if you look at all the actual symptoms, it's not in alignment with leukemia. There's no random bruising. There's no exhaustion, fatigue. There's none of that. It's a hyperactive, healthy child, but he has these symptoms that are in alignment with a diagnosis of celiac disease. I had to fight for that. I had to fight for the testing. I had to agree to entertain this possibility that my child has leukemia because she knows better. You might have had more school than me, but no one knows this child better than me. I'm with him 24 hours a day. There's no girls' night out. There's no me time. There's just I exist for this child. And he has not left my side since the moment he was born. I know my child. When you remove your ego and you just look at things point blank, you begin to realize even the people who are in positions of authority, they really don't know. And if they don't know, how could they speak in such an authoritative manner? Well, ego. Ego. It's ego. She was convinced my child has cancer, a very aggressive one. Took my child to the oncologist. Oncologist, like, no, that's not even big. If it's like some advanced leukemia, it would be huge. It'd be like the size of a grapefruit, not a grape. You know, I mean, yes, I still would have taken him to the oncologist just to double check. But the fact that everything I said was disregarded, I have no sense of value for people in authority until they begin showing me their ability to lead does not involve ego. When your decisions for yourself involve strictly the feeding of your toxic ego, and not all egos are toxic, but if yours is toxic, you have to be honest with yourself about that. And if every decision you make is nothing but feeding the toxicity within your ego, then how can we say that other people are the problem? And it's not to say that you are the problem. It's to say that you might want to reassess internally first versus just externally. It's this person, it's that person. I mean, what I found is the most toxic people are the ones who keep talking about how everyone else but themselves is toxic. It's everyone else. It's everyone else. And I've had to have periods of my life where I've had to assess, is it me? Am I the drama? I'm typically not the drama. But boy, oh boy, when you bring it to me, if I decide to participate, I'm going to bring the drama. I have toxicity in me. I'm not here to exist as like some example of some unattainable, unsustainable spiritual ideal. Like, we have to let go of that as well. This concept of, if you don't eat like I do, meditate like I do, and all of this and all of that, then you're not spiritual. That's all bull caca. You know what comes out the bull's ass? That's what that is. That is what that is. That's what that is. But see, here's the thing. You know, I've said many times over the years, that's fine because it's the bull's caca that serves as the best type of fertilizer, right? But here's the thing. You don't just apply the fresh stuff to your plants. Oh, no, no. Nay, nay. That has a lot of not good bacteria in it as well. You have to allow it to percolate at certain temperatures, covered, unbothered, so that all the bad stuff can die out and the good stuff can thrive. Ooh, Michael had me write something recently. Where's, oh, here's my phone. He had me write this, I think, yesterday. My sibling is hilarious. Okay, here we go. This one was deep. Not fake it till you make it, no. Instead, be it till you see it. We're done with a time where we have to fake things until we make it. No. I'm going to continue to be what I am, what I want to be, until I'm actually that. I'm going to continue to encourage myself gently and sometimes in a more firm manner to be centered in my truth, not so easily triggered into confrontational type situations just because you're not agreeing with me, just because you're challenging me. Disagreement is healthy. This is how we are given opportunities to see life from a different perspective. It's healthy. We look at what spiritualists, you know, spiritual people, quote unquote, spiritual people, what they tell us is like the ultimate, most divine union ever, right? You guys are mirrors. You're one in the same. Okay, I know my attitude. I'm pretty sure my twin is going to be the same as me, right? My attitude can be absolute shit sometimes. It can. I don't know how I could survive a relationship with myself. I just don't know how I would do that. I don't know how I would do that. I don't think I want to do that. What then? What then? See, I'm in a really, really beautiful, beautiful, powerful, long-term monogamous relationship. Because why? Because he's my polar opposite. But wait. Wait, I mean, your husband's not your twin flame? No. No, he's not. Not at all. We are nothing alike. Well, over the years, we become more alike, but we are so polar opposite. If I'm cold, oh, you best guarantee he's going to turn on the AC because he's hot. If I am hot, oh my gosh, he's going to start putting blankets on me and turn on the heater because he's cold. We are polar opposites. You couldn't be any more opposite than he and I. So then, how does that work? Why does it work? Well, it works because we're both willing to see life from each other's point of view. That's what's helped me to exit out of the mindsets that I used to exist within. It didn't happen right away. It didn't happen right away. It took a lot of years of adversarial conversations. It did. I mean, you know, you have to allow yourself to really be around the people that you need to be around and let go of whatever concepts you keep holding on to. So Brandy says, wouldn't a mirrored soul be opposite too? Same, but opposite as well. It depends. So a mirrored soul is either exactly the same for any given topic or polar opposite for any given topic. There's no middle ground. None. There's absolutely no middle ground there. So you're either 100% in agreement or it's going to be a war. You know? It's, you know, and I'm not trying to convince you guys to not value when someone is an actual twin counterpart. What I'm saying is there's so much more to life. I mean, you're not really going to live so long as you continue to abide by the rules set by other people. Because at the end of the day, all of these people who think like, oh, you are so cool and so modern and so evolved and advanced because you freed yourself from religion and now you're spiritual. My husband hates it when I talk like that. Spirituality is a new religion. Science is a new religion. Politics is a new religion. It's a new religion. Anything where you're not allowed to question, you know, you're not allowed to question it. You're just like, it's science. Like, look at the science. Okay, let me tell you the truth about science. Given enough time, the only guarantee you have with science is that it will disprove what it once proved to be absolute. That's science. Yeah. Well, that's not true, Emmy. What about gravity? Gravity, because was it Einstein, Newton? One of them, one really smart dude was like, oh, gravity, it's a theory. It was never proven. It was a theory, a well thought out theory, but it was never proven. It just wasn't proven. You know, once upon a time, for a very long time, the world was said to be flat. And then one day someone decided, no, it's a globe. Now it's a globe. And now, a couple of years back, one of my friends started this debate, which then became a movement. And I was just like, don't include me in that. Flat versus round. Who cares? Who cares? What if you're both right? What if this is a flat disc, a plane of existence covered by a firmament, which is a dome, and a lower firmament, which is a dome? So technically, you're both idiots, yet you're both also right. Get over it. Get over it. And I think that's what the heaviness is. Like, it's this thing of how much more weight do you have to carry before you are sick and tired of carrying the weight of what? What are you even carrying? Someone else's argument? Because, I mean, why? Why do you need to do that? You don't. The people who are the most toxic will try and convince you that you need to do that to show loyalty. Loyalty to what? I have this personal stance that if you need me to prove my loyalty to you, then you don't deserve my type of loyalty. It's something that's witnessed and experienced, not discussed, you know? And the moment someone is just interested in discussion, I live my life so deeply that I'm not too big on private discussions. I'm very, very big, however, on private experiences. Experiencing things to the degree that it will help me to understand in a way that I cannot verbalize, articulate to someone else, and they can't understand it unless they choose to experience it as well. It's just the way that I live. And so if you need me to exit out of my existence in order to soothe your insecurities, I'm going to have to tell you point blank, I did not wound you. I did not create that insecurity. It was not me. It was something in your life before me. you can ask me to help you kind of sift through the wreckage of what's left of you and assist in that way. But you can never be allowed to treat me as though I was the one who caused your wreckage. Don't insult my soul. You can insult the human mind, the human ego. The moment you insult the soul, I'm out. And there's no need for forgiveness. There's just a very clear understanding. We are not aligned. You have your journey and I have mine. We need to part ways. Ooh, yes. Mm-hmm. Ocean lover. Ocean lover writes, any questioning or even reasonable attempt to better understand is quickly considered misinformation if it goes against a certain agenda or narrative. Key words, agenda, narrative. I'm just saying. Three of staves in reverse. Assistance with an ulterior motive. See what I'm saying? They are rushing us towards something. Look at that aggressive posturing. They're rushing us across the ocean towards something. They expect us to be acrobats and balance everything. I don't know. I'm about to start a massive conversation. I feel like if I have to pay taxes, I should be able to allocate those taxes to things that I want to support. Mm-hmm. Yes. I feel like there's legislation that should be passed where it's like, okay, X percentage of your taxes need to go towards military. What branch, what project, what blah, blah, blah of the military do you want this to go to? And I will very quickly answer, I want this to go to veterans and their medical care, psychiatric care, psychological care. I want to go to that. I'm just saying. I fully, truly, 100% believe and hope that one day, in order to run for public office, you have to be willing to be paid minimum wage salary. If you can afford the millions of dollars it takes to campaign, pay yourself. Pay yourself. And if you want to pass legislation that will be mandated, I 100% believe all of the mandates must first apply to you and all of your family members three times removed before they apply to the general public. And if we're talking about medical procedures, I believe you don't get to choose who your medical person is that will administer this. It has to be a lottery of random people from the public, just like a jury, and they get to administer it to you themselves. They get to pick which one. How about that? I'm sick of the bullshit. I'm sick of the bullshit. I just am. I'm sick of the bullshit. I'm sick of being charged every fucking year because I can't afford healthcare. So you're going to charge me several thousands of dollars because I couldn't afford healthcare. Because I don't qualify for healthcare, free healthcare, and I can't afford the paid for healthcare. Okay, that sure as hell fucking makes sense, but your family's exempt? No, bring out the guillotines. Okay, let me reel it back in. Oh, a finger, a toenail cross the line there. A toenail cross the line. Put the guillotines back. Put the guillotines back, please. Put it back. Oh my God. It's a lot of things that we have allowed. It's a lot of things that we have allowed. We have allowed ourselves to be convinced internally, externally, personally, socially, everything. We've allowed ourselves to be convinced that what? That we're incapable of governing ourselves. We're incapable of driving. Unless lights tell us when we should go and when we should stop. We're incapable of using machinery. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, you know, and here's the thing, you know, if I was a, if I was already, you know, the typical 501c3 nonprofit, they'd shut me down right now for saying this, my opinions. They'd shut me down right now for that. Why? Freedom of speech, right? No. Because we don't give you permission to speak freely. It's a lot of stuff, guys. A lot of stuff to unpack. A lot of stuff to unpack. I cannot say this, but, you know, can I get an amen? Can I get an amen? Read that. Read that. Read this too. I can't say this either. It's a lot of things, guys. A lot of things. And I'm not even trying to incite any type of specific actions outside of thinking, questioning, just questioning. Questions are so powerful. So powerful. What I want to know is, how come our president can't form proper sentences when asked about his behaviors that make women feel some kind of way in his presence, and children too? Oh, but he was extremely verbose about I'm not going to say it. I'm just not going to say it. I'm not going to say it. I said I wasn't getting into those types of thing today. So the fool. The fool. Have we been playing the fool? Lack of discipline, immaturity, irrationality, frivolity, frenzy. You know what I'm saying? Lack of discipline. All of that, you know? All of that. All of that. What I don't get is, you know, speaking on taxes, how can we as a nation be in debt to the degree that we are, yet we're still bailing out other nations? What? A what? Jigga who? I'm just saying, you know? Yeah. I don't get that, because, I mean, should we be taking care of all the homeless people? Especially considering most people don't have a job right now. Most people are struggling so bad. Should we not be taking care of that first? Let's have a big, bold vision. Big, bold vision, allowing ourselves to see beyond what we are told to look at. Just allowing ourselves to see beyond that. See, the big bold vision card is in reverse. So this tells me we're not, we're just like, we're letting someone. One of the ways to really just piss me off, like instantly, is to tell me to look at something like, oh, look at this card. And then to be like, look at this card, motherfucker. That's instant. Boom. Just like that. Instant. Instant. Just, if my short lashes can touch it, it justifies my rage. You know, like that short-sightedness. Let's switch it back to our personal journeys. Our short-sightedness has caused us to pass up on opportunities that are for the long-term benefits. Pass up opportunities that can provide us healing, not just in the now, but like heal all of our previous life history, you know, heal that, heal it all. Card number 39, freedom from judgment, free to love. Stop listening to people about who you should listen to. Would you say that my thoughts are profound? Would you say that just listening to me talk and just sometimes be obnoxious, sometimes be serious, that it somehow positively affected your life in some way, that it has helped you to process your life even though this is not a personal reading, right? I hear people say that to me often. That joining me every morning has helped them completely change their lives, right? For about a year and a half, probably even longer, I stopped caring after the 18-month mark. I'm gonna be really honest. I stopped caring after 18 months. I probably should have stopped caring even before that, but I can guarantee, I can prove that for at least 18 months, there were groups upon groups of people. I would say the amount of people that were involved, I would say it would either be like about 100 people, give or take, cyberbullying me, actively cyberbullying me, and trying to convince people that I am evil, that you are not to listen to me, you are not to share space with me, you are not to spread my work, I am demonic AF, like all these really ugly, nasty things. And had you listened to that, what would you have missed out on? Because, I mean, really, I'm just here speaking my mind, but for whatever reason, it triggers you in certain ways and causes you to process things about you and your life in whatever way you need. That's not my intention or goal. My intention, my goal is to simply talk for however long I talk every morning so that Michael can shut the F up about me needing to talk. I swear, that's the goal, just to shut him up because he's not going to stop until I go live. What would you have missed out on? How would your life be now? And it's not me trying to take credit for your life changes. It's me saying that just because we shared space, somehow your life changed. It maybe gave you the courage to change it yourself. I don't need the credit for that. I mean, I'm just talking. I'm in a room talking. Free from judgment, free to love. It's okay for you to go and watch other people. It's okay for you to decide what or who helps you to better understand how to love yourself. Now, I don't try and teach you how to love yourself. I'm over here grabbing you by the scruff of your shirt. Like, mofo, do I need to shake you? I feel like that's what I do sometimes. Just, I'm going to shake you. You're an adult. You won't get brain shake. Don't worry. Don't ever shake a child. I'm serious. Don't ever shake a child. It's one of those things where it's like, we look at the way this applies to society, because I'm very, 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 very small scale, right? Like very, very small scale. You look at people who have a much larger audience. For example, oh, let's talk about Joe Rogan. I've been watching his podcast past couple days. Very fascinating. Very, very fascinating. If he seems like, it's this feeling of he's come to a place of calm within himself, because he used to have this like type of energy, like you know, that's how I felt before. But like, I don't know, there's this calm that's come about him over the past couple of years, because I've been looking at a couple of things from years ago too. And he speaks with people who are so knowledgeable about what he speaks to them about and what's happened recently. He's been targeted. Why? For bringing people who are experts in their field to talk about what they're experts over. How is that misinformation? Because it's not. It's not. He has a huge following. He's very established. And he's not playing by the rules they set. So he needs to go. And I see so many people talking caca about Joe Rogan. How, what do you know about him that you're talking caca about him? Oh, you don't know? Now I want to know what you know. What were you told that convinced you. See, I have to have firsthand experience with people for me to think that they're caca. I do. You're not going to tell me like, oh, this person is caca. And I'm be like, oh my God, they're caca. There were these two people that I was once associated with. And I remember one of this conversation that we had near the end of that association. And this was kind of like one of the conversations that made me feel like, what am I hanging around? These two were talking about someone named Teal Swan. Now, I don't really know her work. I've seen a couple of things here. I'm not vibing with the energy. So I don't look at any of the other work. but these two are talking about how, yes, she's your arch nemesis, Emmy. We need to take her down. What the fuck are you two talking about? I don't have any arch nemesis. What the fuck are you talking about for real? Don't get me involved in any shit. Like, I'm not taking nobody down. I'm minding myself in my own lane, doing my soul work on my own. Do not fucking involve me in any of these malignant, malicious motherfucking plans for people you don't even personally know. See, that's the thing. When you have integrity, it doesn't matter if it's not directed at you. Disrespectful behavior is disrespectful behavior. Plotting is plotting. Whether it's directed at me or someone I don't know, it does not matter to me. The moment you show me you are a plotter, you are X out of my fucking life. I don't need that kind of shit. That's me cultivating my garden. Get your bull thistle the fuck out of here. Have y'all ever seen bull thistle? Some people need to just grab a hold of bull thistle so that they can, you know, be preoccupied with something outside of fucking with other people. I'm just saying. Some people just need to grab some bull thistle barehanded. So they can leave all us peaceful people alone. I like peace. I dislike people who disturb peace. Ace of Cups. Great abundance, fulfillment, perfection, joy, fertility, productiveness, beauty, and pleasure. Favorable outlook. See, look at this. Dream a beautiful dream. That's an amazing thing. Look. Okay? All of those points of light. Those are the people who promise to come here to be a beacon for other people. So get the F up and start, you know, shining your light. Okay? It's time for us to begin actively choosing to navigate through a very dark period in human history. It's about to get real dark. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Okay, Seven of Swords in reverse. Arguments, uncertain counsel or advice, circumspection, slander. Biden's a fucking liar. Oh, I'm sorry. It came out. They're all liars. All of them. They're all liars. I don't believe jack shit they're saying about anything. This is me swimming against the grain. If more of us swim against the grain, we'd be able to take out the unnecessary bulk. What's that mean? The unnecessary storyline. Swim against the grain. Just swim against the grain. You know? Swim against the grain. Do not allow yourself to be the very fuel that they are demanding you become. Oh my gosh. Teresa says, have to deal with Pluto and Neptune the next several years. I feel like we should go ahead and create a petition to rename Pluto. I think they put one too many letters in there. I think the L needs to leave. planetary puto. What? It's a type of bread in my culture. It is. I'm not joking. It's bread. It's a dessert bread in my culture. Oh. If y'all think I'm joking, it is. It's a white, it's a glutinous bread. And it's semi-sweet. Hold on. You cannot accuse me of buffoonery when it's the truth. Hold on. Puto dessert. Here. Okay. Do you see that? Puto dessert is a Filipino dessert. The steamed rice cake. Get the steamed rice cake out of here. Who are you trying to get crazy with, steamed rice cake? Don't you know I'm loco? Okay, let me stop. I gotta get going for real, though. I got a feeling. Let me stop. Let me just pull one final card. Oh, good God. That's it. This is the vibe for today. This is the vibe. Yuga Shakti. Yeah, you gonna shock them for sure. Here goes. Look at that. Channeling her inner toxic Miley Cyrus. Oh, my gosh. All right. I'm not saying Miley Cyrus is toxic. I'm saying that period of her career was toxic. Yuga Shakti, card number 13. Her timing is fierce with compassionate wisdom. To love her is to honor her greater knowing. She demands the surrender of our futile attempts to control that which is beyond our sphere of understanding. Until that pain transforms into the sweet pleasure of release. Even the right thing cannot attain fruition at the wrong time. Trust her and be shown again and again that her divinely orchestrated workings of time serve you faithfully with love and with grace. So this is such an important statement. Even the right thing cannot attain fruition at the wrong time. Okay. There have been so many attempts by so many people to initiate things that were just not, it was not the right time to do it. It wasn't the right time. And so what happened? It failed. Why did it fail? Was it the wrong thing to do? No, it just wasn't the right time. Okay. Kali's outstretched tongue and open mouth signify her fierce form as a devouring divine warrior goddess. Time emerges from Kali and ends with her. To birth the new, she devours the old. Persistence for clinging to what has been, the attachment to our past pain and fear of unknown future, are no match for her genius and unwavering will to clear out, to clear away, to provide the best conditions for the next chapter to unfold. There are some cosmic cycles within which the personal cycles in our lives must align. There are karmic timeframes that govern soul contracts and relationships. We're entering into a period where a very specific karmic contract is being put into active play. Putin's trying to warn us. Let's just be blunt here. He was in a press conference and he was saying that he was not eager to start a war that no one would win. They're not interested in winning. They're interested in using him and his country to initiate what they want. And what do they want? Money. War is the biggest moneymaker ever. And we, my dear, are nothing but collateral damage. Dispensable. So they'll make more of us. You okay with that? Instead of villainizing someone, look at the whole thing. Look at the whole thing. And I'm not saying Putin is a good person. I'm saying they're all shit. All of them. You can't get to that level of operation without compromising your integrity. You just can't. The ones who weren't completely consumed by that lack of integrity, they were unalived in the middle of their presidency. You guys, this is how things have been going for quite some time. Our internal has been mirroring the external. And you're going to have to get to a point where you're going to have to choose what kind of life you want. And when I say choose, I'm not talking about choose this lavish lifestyle and wait for someone to give it to you. You want that lavish lifestyle, work for it, earn it yourself. Earn it yourself. And, you know, for the people who are going to be like, well, Emmy, I mean, it's easy for you to say that because you can do whatever you want. Yeah, because I work. I worked on my birthday. I worked on the day before my birthday. I worked all the way till midnight of my birthday. I was live streaming for 6 hours. And then I got up a couple hours later on my birthday. I didn't even sleep in to live stream again. Working the day after my birthday too. I have what I have because I work for it. Nothing is just given to you. And if you have this mindset that things should just be given to you, I'd say that's as bad a mindset as the people who think they can just take things from you. I mean, tell me a different perspective if you see one that's more logical. Tell me a different perspective. I'm willing to hear it. I'm definitely open to hearing it because I understand that I don't know everything. I understand that as a human being, my logic is flawed, just like every single other human being. It might not be as flawed as most people, but it still carries that intrinsic human flaw. It's a very limited processing capability. So when people start, you know, they start telling you things and it doesn't make sense to you, then you have to start asking questions. You just have to, so that you can better understand, not to argue, not to prove to them that you know more, because I don't know if I know more than you. I know what I know. And because I know so much, I know how little I actually know. Let that sink in. The more aware you become, the more you realize how little you're even aware of what you don't know. How do you know what you don't know? You don't. So then how do you know how much more you need to know? You don't. So then how can you say how much you know? You can't. You can't. You really can't. And when you allow yourself to continue to hold on to all these different things, like, you know, these phrases of I did the research, but who were you researching? I tell you, one of my most favorite quotes comes from KRS-One, the rapper. And he's talking about how unless you know the history of the author, you have no idea of the actual integrity and intention of the words you are quoting, the things you are learning, because what really are their teachings? You don't know. You don't know. See what I'm saying? There are cosmic cycles within which the personal cycles in our lives must align. There are karmic time frames that govern soul contracts and relationships, the timing of life circumstances, and changes of fortune and the opening up of pathways for us. The fortune, those who hold the fortune, it's going to be shifting. It's going to be shifting. Jeff Bezos already was quoted saying that he knows there's going to become a time where Amazon will fail. They're telling us everything in advance. They're telling us everything in advance. I'm just saying, we need to recruit a Durga. That's what we need. We as a people, we need to recruit a Durga. We'll recruit three of them. I was going to say two. No, we need three. Three Durgas. And then we just set them loose. And we let them know, like, these are the types of energies that we want to repopulate the world with. And we just let the Durgas do what they do. And we will go ahead and we will go with LT into the woods and just chill while the Durgas do their Durgaliciousness. Okay. You know, we're just going to chill and we're not going to be a part of any of that. We need some Durgas is one. That's a Durga. That right there. That's a Durga. Michael says, don't tell people that, they'll take you seriously. Am I joking? Am I serious? I haven't decided yet. We might maybe need to consider some Durgas. Okay. Using our free will, we can enhance the flow of healing and do all we can to ready ourselves to step forward at the appropriate moment. Ooh, that's... Sorry. I have to highlight these. Ooh. Using our free will, we can enhance the flow of healing and do all we can to ready ourselves to step forward at the appropriate moment, okay? The timing of life circumstances and changes of fortune. Okay, that's so important. It is a divine mother in her infinite wisdom and regenerative power that knows and enacts the perfect transition at the best time. She orchestrates the shifting of individual and collective cycles to be in harmony with each other, so every being gains spiritual benefit through what unfolds. Ooh, the oracle of Yuga Shakti confirms that you are going to experience considerable change. The timing of this unfoldment is significant. There are many factors at play. You will sense when the correct moment is upon you. Life is about to change. If you are a city dweller, you need to begin taking little camping trips, little hiking trips, and get yourself accustomed to nature once again. Why? To bug out? No, because you need nature to balance yourself. You are immersed in electro smog day in and day out. That is poison for your soul. Day in and day out, you are being poisoned. You need to begin going out in nature. I'm not saying this is someone who is a hippie. I am hippie-ish. I am kind of crunchy granola-ish. I am kind of like yogini-ish. But I'm not saying this as part of an aesthetic. There's nothing that irks me more when people have this aesthetic and they're like, oh, you need to ground. Why? Because you need to put your feet in the soil. Like, why though? Because you have to ground yourself. But why do I have to ground myself? Because you have to ground. So I'll tell you why you have to ground yourself from my perspective, okay? And what's my perspective? A stay-at-home mom's perspective. Your skin is porous. It's the largest organ in your body. You can actually dose medication through your skin. Your skin will absorb things that sit on it. There are pollutants in the air. We are conditioned to pollute our own bodies. How? With makeup, fragrances, all sorts of toiletries, Febreze, all sorts of different things, okay? All sorts of different things. Now, What's going on is we need to be able to purge those energies out, not just because they're toxic, but because we need to create space within ourselves to pull in more of the healthier energies. Okay? Just like we have this beautiful synergistic exchange with trees, we exhale what they breathe, they produce. Wait. We exhale, they breathe in what we exhale, and they produce what we inhale, right? We were always meant to have a very symbiotic, very synergistic relationship with the earth. A lot of our chakra issues really came about when we began to have the synthetic soles on shoes. Like, I think it was early 1900s is when they began to use plastic soles for the shoes, the waffle sole. And that really created an insulation layer. And so a lot of the traumatic type energies, they're stuck. We don't spend enough time outdoors. We are so starved. Why did they outlaw, make illegal hemp back in like the 1900s, early 1900s? Why is that? They used to feed it to the livestock. It grows very quickly. It's very cheap, extremely nutritious. Why is that? Why did they switch it to corn, which is subsidized by the government? Doesn't have as much nutrition. It's one of the most heavily modified foods. And they feed it to our livestock. And you think that doesn't enter you? My kids, they can't eat traditionally raised meat. Why? Because they're reactive to corn. But that's meat. Yeah, what do you think made that meat? Corn. They can, however, they can eat grass-finished, grass-fed, pasture-raised. That they can have. No problem. They can eat that all day. So it's just one of those things where you have to make sure you understand. You have to make sure you understand. And people are going to be like, oh, because hemp is cannabis. What's wrong with cannabis? I mean, I don't smoke. I don't partake in the sticky icky. I don't like it. What's wrong with it, though? Oh, it's a gateway? No, your logic is the gateway. It is. It is. Anything can be a gateway if you have a weak mind. If you have one that is not fully anchored by your consciousness, if you don't do what you need to do to really understand who you are, you'll develop an addictive personality. Cookies can be a gateway. Working out can be a gateway. What? I mean, you're being silly now. How can working out be a gateway? Well, if you have an addictive personality and you start working out, then maybe you're going to want to start competing. And then maybe you're going to start using the juice. It's a gateway. Anything can serve as a gateway if you're not anchored in your own identity. The reality is you have a cannabinoid system already existing in your body. Why? That was perfectly designed. Hemp was perfectly designed and brought onto this planet for you to consume so we could be a healthier workforce. Mm-hmm. They didn't take the sentience into consideration, though. They didn't take into consideration the hybridization that occurred could leave open that potentiality for an acceleration of our ascension process. They didn't take into consideration that factions would be allowed to incarnate in order for all of the grid work to be undone. All the seals are being removed. Laws of reciprocal reflection tell us what exists inside will also be reflected externally. All that beautiful work being done, setting you free. Yet there you sit. In your freedom, choosing to wear your shackles like they're fashion bracelets. But they're crystals. So they're expensive shackles, adorned shackles. A gilded cage is a gilded cage is a gilded cage. And just because you use the terms that make you think that you're free does not mean you actually are. And when that cage door is left open and you choose not to leave, you, my dear, are a willing participant. You are not a victim. You are not a prisoner. See, people will tell you that this planet is a prison planet, but is it? Well, when people continue to choose not to allow themselves to be clear in their knowing, in their cognizance, that's not a prison. That's participation. It's participation. So pause and make a choice. Ask questions first before you decide, before you allow yourself to continue to be so easily coerced. Yeah, it's just ridiculous. Moonrock says, it's funny that they take away what makes us a better workforce, yet they still want us to work until we die. There's enough of us now to replace. There's actually too much of us now. Okay, so here's the thing. They can't have this many of us because then they can't control us. If they go ahead and remove about 2/3, it's easier to control, you know? I mean, there's only so many munitions, so many, you know, weapons that can be used. We're like a tidal wave, a huge wall of change, a tsunami. They need to remove as much water as possible so that what was once an ocean becomes a lake, large pond. That's much easier to control. So that's why. That's why they do that. So long as they keep you unbalanced, so long as they keep us from uniting, we can be controlled. They can't stop it anymore. So they are really going out of their way, like really, really going out of their way to try and hold on to the control. It's like what's going on with Kanye West right now. I don't know the man, but I do see he makes quite a few posts like, motherfucker, leave her alone. Leave her alone. She's moved on. I'm like, who cares? We don't need to see this unfold. That's exactly what's happening right now. Like, I think he set some sort of stipulation. He'll agree to a divorce